Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Paranoids Podcast. My name is Stephen Asifo on the Paranoid Cybersecurity Team. And today we have a special topic where we're going to be talking about how we introduce and cultivate new talent to the Paranoids via our internship program. I first want to introduce my co-host, who I was not able to have on last time, Sean Thomas. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, thanks, Asifo. I appreciate it. And it's great to be back. I'm glad that the time is there. As my friend here has mentioned, my name is Sean Thomas. I'm the director of the Forensics and Incident Response Engineering team here at Yahoo, and subsequently also one of the folks who has spearheaded the internship program over the last 4 years. So I'm super excited to talk about this today.
All right, as am I. But first, we also have to introduce our special guests, Chris Faulkner and Alden Schmidt. Chris, introduce yourself, my friend.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chris Faulkner, and I'm a senior technical security engineer here at Yahoo. I have the pleasure of working with Mr. Stephen Asifo on our executive risk evaluation team. I also help manage the Paranoids internship program. I just want to say for the record, I'm really excited to be on this podcast. I feel like I just won a green jacket after winning the Masters. So really happy to be here.
We are happy to have you here. Go GRC. And Alden, you want to introduce yourself, my friend?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen and Sean. So my name's Alden. I'm on the fire team, which is headed up by Mr. Sean Thomas. I'm a technical security engineer.
Okay, so
I bring one. That's how this works. Like, I can't let GRC overrepresent.
Okay, so the table has been set for this conversation. We have someone who did the internship. You know, we have Chris, who helped design this past year. And now we also have you, Sean, who's been a large part of it the past few years. So not every company has the opportunity or the team to be able to offer an internship. So can you just give some background for people that are listening? Is this new for the Paranoids? And how would you describe this, you know, internship program that we put on?
Yeah, absolutely. So internships are not new for the Paranoids, nor are they new for Yahoo. But what's really important to talk about is the Yahoo internship program comes with its own bits and pieces, right? They have intern events and all kinds of different stuff that they do. But we in the Paranoids, like, we like to go big. So we like to do a little bit extra. And we really look to get a couple things out of that internship program when we bring folks in. And that was really my goal when I started bringing in interns personally, is, hey, how do I make their experience awesome? And then I just figured, well, you know, if I'm going to make their experience awesome, how can I help make all the other internships, like all the other interns' experience awesome too? So we try to really focus that in a couple areas. There's like the building and like growth within their team, and not just their team, but the other interns and the bonds that those folks share. There's the visibility that they get, as well as the exposure that they get to different parts of cybersecurity as a student perspective. And then there is, and I'm totally blanking on where I was going with this thought right now, which is always fun.
It's all right.
I'll come back to that in a minute and talk about the first two.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I got it. Real life work experience, which is something that's really important. There's no like, just go
maybe get the most here. Important.
Yeah, right. There's no like, go get coffee here. Like, it's all about real life work experience. So we do that in a couple ways, right? We do intern events. We do meetings with every senior leader from the CISO down and different teams who can teach different areas of their expertise. And really how all the managers scope out their internship job becomes really important too, to make sure that they're getting that 3 months is enough for them to go, I know how to do a job.
Okay, so before we get too deep into the rest of the Paranoids, I just want to clarify for people that are listening is that the internship is a part of the overall company. And part of that is being placed within the Paranoids. And we take a little extra tailoring to say, here's what a Paranoids internship looks like within the larger company. Is that fair to say?
That is exactly fair. Okay, but
absolutely.
It would be remiss as we talk about this topic if, as I've gotten busier and busier and Chris has gotten more and more involved, I mean, Chris is really the one who's responsible for last year's internship program going into this year. So I really want to turn it over to him. He's put a lot of care and structure in place for the program. He's basically taken it from me doing a couple things to make things really cool to like a real meaningful program. And I want to let him talk about that.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, it was a real treat being able to work on this program. I think it just highlights one of the things we have in the Paranoids where, you know, you can raise your hand and just run with an initiative or an idea that you have. So Sean let me work on this with him, and we had a real blast doing it. So just to highlight a couple of the things Sean said, we wanted to make sure that the internship program felt like individuals were really a part of the team is during their internship program. So over the course of 8 to 10 weeks, we have interns focus on a specific security area, but we also give them the ability to explore different areas within the Paranoids, which was huge. So you might work in an area such as technical security services, or maybe working on developing security application functionality within the Paranoids, but then you have the ability to explore areas such as forensics and incident response during the course of your internship. In addition, we also made sure that we had programming and events that interns could explore, get the chance to meet senior leaders like Sean mentioned, and learn a little bit more about how they got into their roles and their day-to-day work. Another highlight for our interns was the ability to go to DEF CON, which was huge. I mean, how many interns really get the chance to say that they get to go to Vegas during their internship? So that was really cool. Interns got the ability to mingle with other Paranoids while they were there and learn about the larger security industry.
And not outside only did of that, they get to do that, hold on. Not only did they get to do that, they got to have the anxiety-inducing event of sharing their final intern projects or talking about their internship in front of every leader at the Paranoids.
Which, I was there, and they did great. They did great.
It was great. And I make the joke that it's an anxiety-inducing event, right? But if you think about it, how many college kids really get that opportunity to take the work that they've done, the ideas that they've had, and get to go, hey, like, I'm going to talk to all of you about this, and I get to share this in that visibility and that kind of scope and, like, to see that and build those connections with leaders across the whole business, right?
That's a great point. Yeah, not too many interns get the chance to do that, especially with the C-suite. So it was just really cool seeing all the hard work they put in. And then on my end, I'm not really nervous because I didn't have to present during the final presentations, but I really got to watch them and see all the hard work that they put in and present. And it just goes to show how much Yahoo and the Paranoid specifically value the internship. You know, interns were doing actual work that impacts our organization as a security team. So that was really cool to see.
So Alden, I want to go to you.
Hold on, Sifo, real quick. I got to ask Alden, how like just anxiety inducing was that final presentation? Like, we're telling you about it from our perspective. How was your perspective of it?
Well, so the presentation itself like wasn't as nerve-wracking as the fact that when I got to Vegas, I never changed my Google Calendar settings to adjust for the time change. So it was like, I thought, you know, it was at 6 p.m., like nice and late so I can, you know, shower or whatever. So it was about 2:30-ish. And I was, you know, getting ready to take a shower, get freshened up for the presentation. And then I get a text from Sean that's like, hey, dude, where are you? Presentation starts in like 10 minutes. And so I had to do a quick like mile and a half run down the strip to get to BossCon to give my presentation because I did forget that it was I didn't forget. I miscalendarized it.
I wondered if you were going to tell that story.
I want to get into your internship experience, Alden. But first, I want to, you know, make sure we address. So Sean and Chris, it's not necessarily your job, right, to say like, hey, let's go and design an internship program. So can you describe like kind of where this passion comes from for you guys, or just like, why is it so important for the Paranoids to have their own experience within that of the larger company?
Yeah.
Chris, Sean, you want to take it first?
I'll take it first. I was going to say, I think it just comes from my own experience. You know, I had really positive internship experiences. And I just really like giving back to college students. You know, if they can avoid some of the mistakes I made, or I have some wisdom I could share with them, I always want to give back in that way. But I think it really stems from just having really cool internship experiences at the organizations I've worked at in the past.
Yeah, I'm actually not that dissimilar from that, other than not really having cool internship experiences myself. But like ever since my entire time, like even as a leader here or a leader before I came here, like in a lot of ways, like I consider myself an educator. Like I love to educate. Like I love to help people out. I love to help people kind of find their career and their passion. That's always been something for me. And I love seeing the next generation come up, and I always have. You know, I teach at a couple of high schools every year. Like I go in and guest lecture and do that kind of stuff because I love it. So when we had the opportunity and like no one was really picking this up, I said, well, how can we make this really special? Because like, let's make this an opportunity folks won't forget. Now, let's also not forget, like as a manager, it's good for me to bring in cool people that like I might hire later, but we can talk about that later. but also like I want people to go out and be like, wow, I really liked working there. I really liked working with those people. And that was a cool experience. So we get more cool interns next year. And it just continues to build the legacy of like cool people doing cool things.
All right. And speaking of talented interns, and you kind of already touched a little bit on it, Alden, but let's back up a bit into how did you kind of come across hearing about the internship? What was the interview process like, just for people that are listening and may not be familiar?
So honestly, me finding out about the Paranoids was kind of one of those, like, the moons all lined up nicely, because it was fall, I guess, of last year. And so as many college students do around that time, I was looking for internships. So I had a couple, like, really negative interviews that, you know, didn't go so well. But then in one of the security discords that I'm a part of, the Paranoids job posting sort of got, I think, floated around. And so from there, I applied. And then it was onto interviews. So there was sort of two, I think it was three calls, one with like with HR recruiting, and then two with some of the fire managers, and then one call with Sean. So the first call was mostly like talking through technical subject areas. So it was going through like background knowledge of like Linux or security stuff, forensics, networking, all that kind of good stuff. And then after that call, the second one was with Sean, and that one was a little bit more intense. It was friendly. It was good. But that one was essentially talking through a sort of investigation scenario. So I don't want to give away Sean's interview, his favorite interview question here, but yeah, basically just walking through how you would resolve some sort of security situation, which was really interesting because it was a nice open-ended question. And so it wasn't as like scary as just like sitting down to leak code for an hour, which can be very like intimidating as a computer science student. That's generally the kind of interview you're going in and expecting. So yeah, that was sort of the interview process.
So then you get the job, right? And you have the internship. So how many other interns started with you? Were you all working on the same stuff?
Yeah. So I think there were six other like Paranoid specific interns. I think two of them started at the same time as I did. And then the other one sort of trickled in over the course of like I think the next month, but in terms of like the breakdown of the teams, I think four of them were on engineering. I think there was one on advanced cyber threats, and then there was me and fire.
And so you mentioned your final presentation that each of the interns did. Can you share maybe just at a high level some of the different projects that you guys each had or that you can remember?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think in terms of engineering projects, so there was one project on working on integrating eBPF for doing some like network detection stuff. There was another project on detecting anomalous login behavior for like breached accounts using some really fancy machine learning that probably way over my head. There was another fantastic project working on something called Context, which is a open source tool that the Paranoids develop. It's really fantastic. So there's a lot of cool like improvements to that. And then there was also some threat research that was being done, which was also really cool.
And shout out to all those interns that did those presentations.
Oh, absolutely. They did a fantastic job. Like, we had a really good batch of interns. We always have really good batches of interns. It's always super fun. So,
yeah,
so
it was an amazing crew.
You know, and you know, coming from me, like, since I am your boss, like, I'm the perfect person to ask this question. But, you know, looking back at the internship program as a whole, knowing the effort that folks put into it, you know, as we talk about it now, like, what were your highlights from the program? Like, what really stood out to you? Because we do this stuff for y'all, so.
Yeah, so, there was, like, a lot of highlights. I think meeting with senior leaders was really cool just because it was one of those opportunities that, like, I don't think a whole lot of interns necessarily get, you know, talking to people who have been in this industry for, you know, a super long time, incredibly talented, just getting like a solid like half an hour to like pick their brains was super valuable. Obviously, like, besides meeting with senior leaders and stuff, just participating in incidents and things was really exciting for me as an intern, because I guess like the assumption as you're coming in is not that you're going to be able to just like jump into like the incredibly critical work that like security folks are doing. And so the fact that like I got to, you know, actually observe and help during these sort of security incidents was very sort of, I don't know, exciting. And then obviously DEF CON was super duper exciting. Cause as Chris said, like, not many interns get to say that they went to Vegas, you know, with their company. I'm sure my mom definitely gave like a side eye to that one at first until I explained it. But yeah, that was amazing. I mean, it was awesome to hang out with all the Paranoids. The Paranoids threw an amazing event at DEF CON. So like meeting all of the colleagues sort of in person was super exciting. Obviously giving the presentation was a little nerve-wracking, but was again like an amazing experience. It's fun to share sort of the hard work you've done to all these senior leaders. So yeah, it was a lot of highlights, but yeah, those are sort of the big ones. Well,
and thank you, you know, for not holding back on all the highlights. And so I guess going back to you, Sean and Chris first, maybe, how much kind of like hearing Alden's highlights was by design? Like, hey, when we first set out for this batch of interns this year, here's some of the things we wanted them to be like, all right, this is really going to resonate with them.
I think the majority of it was by design. Prior to the internship, you know, I met with Sean and a couple other Paranoids, and we tried to build out what we wanted the program to look like. We also talked about our love of Legos and retro video games, but that's probably for another podcast. So that was really fun. But we wanted to make sure that, you know, the interns felt like full security team members. We didn't want them to feel like, hey, you guys are kind of alone during the internship and just, you know, on an island as interns. So we think we accomplished that by also giving them the ability to explore different areas within the Paranoids. I think one of the biggest things that we wanted to also do was be flexible. So we got a lot of good feedback from the interns during the program on, you know, different areas that they wanted to explore. So we pivoted actually during the internship and, you know, geared some of our security deep dives to areas of interest for the different interns. So that was really cool. And, you know, that, like I said, that advice is really invaluable going forward and building out the program.
So that's kind of one of the big things too, right? And that's one of the things that's really worth taking a minute. Like what you learn in college for security is a baseline. Well, you learn a baseline to come into an industry, but like this industry is huge. There are so many facets to it. There are so many different things that you can do. I mean, if you look at the guests we've had on this podcast, if you look at the people who are here on this podcast right now, right? Like we all do wildly different things. So one thing that's always been by design for me is as interns come in, even if they come into my program or they come into another program, let them experience some of the breadth that exists in the industry, because that can really kind of help them figure out in the long term, like, oh, like maybe I don't want to do incident response work. Maybe I want to do red teaming, or maybe I want to do GRC, or maybe I want to go in some other direction. Like, because, and now I've had the opportunity not only to understand that, but to talk to the folks who are leading these and like understand how they operate. And that in and of itself has a whole other value that's by design, by the way, because when you understand how all the people around you, like all of the different facets of security work, it will make you so much better at your own area. So we're really hoping to give like that leg up of like understanding security and getting to be a full part of the team, not only the technical side of what you do, but the breadth of security with the internship program, so that you kind of are ready when you're done with college and you're good to go as you come out, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned like the breadth, because I think that's one of the things that Paranoids does really well. But I also want to give a big shout out to Chris for, you know, pulling in so many different people from across the Paranoids and also different pillars, because it also allowed people that are already within the Paranoids who are full-time to, you know, share their expertise, do a little bit of public speaking and talk to people. Cause there is sometimes that imposter syndrome, like, oh, do I really know that much? But when you now have like interns, maybe people who are just on the academic side, and you get to share that. So I know people really appreciated Chris tapping them and say, hey, why don't you come talk to some of those interns? So I think that was an amazing part of the program as well. So with that, I want to now get back to you, Alden. You know, you've had all the experience this past summer, and we have you here, but can we ask what's next for you? And would you recommend this internship to others? That last question is loaded, so please answer wisely.
No pressure, right? So yeah, as I said earlier, I have been working full-time with the fire team after my internship. So I'll be finishing up school very soon. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really
excited. Alden is actually my second successful intern hire, which I am super pleased about. Like, I have gotten phenomenal people from our internship program, I'm not going to lie. and I couldn't be happier about it. And Alden is my second full-time hire from that.
Hell yeah. So yeah, I'm just excited to get started in June. And I absolutely would recommend the program to others. I mean, I think as like, I don't have a super broad experience with internships, but I can't imagine it gets much better than the Paranoids.
That's all right, but you know what you like. All right, that's all we needed to
know. Absolutely.
So real quick, another one for you, Alden. What advice would you give to prospective interns who want to come intern here? Like, what do you wish you would have known when you started that would be really useful for anybody interviewing or coming in?
I mean, that's a tricky question. I think, honestly, in terms of just like being like well-rounded to sort of like do well in that type of interview, I think just sort of being involved with security, like playing CTFs, you know, reading blog posts, doing whatever kind of interests you is really important. Because I think just demonstrating that you're like able to learn and do stuff sort of, you know, sort of grow how you need to is really important. Especially in like this kind of environment where it's, you know, like one class is not really going to give you enough sort of to, I guess, be super, super successful. So yeah, I think definitely just sort of like keep involved with security.
Keep involved, you heard it here. And so thank you very much for sharing all that with us, Alden. So I guess to start wrapping up this conversation, I want to turn it back over to you, Chris, first, and maybe even to you, Sean, if you have anything to add. What's next for the internship program? It sounds like every year there's something new we want to add. So what's next for the internship program, and how can people potentially be a part of, you know, the next intern class?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we're already thinking about this summer's internship program. And going forward as a leadership team, we do want to lean on people like Alden who have gone through the program before, incorporate things that worked and, you know, maybe tweak some things that we think we could do better. But I think one of the pieces of feedback we got last year was, while the virtual component of it was great, they like the opportunity for more in-person events. So that's one of the things we want to do is get, you know, interns that want the ability to meet in person together over the course of the summer. So whether that just be small team events or, you know, for the larger Paranoids organization, we want to work on that. And then to answer your last question, the best way for people to become part of the internship program is to go to our website, theparanoids.com/jobs. So all of our internship postings are going to be on the website. We've already received a number of applications for this current summer, but, you know, it never hurts to apply. They're still open. Please go to the website and check those out and see if something's of interest to you. And usually the best time to look for those postings and apply is at the end of fall. So that's when we typically open those up. But yeah, definitely check out our website. We have a lot of other cool stuff on the website too, so make sure to check that out.
I don't have a whole lot to add here because, to be completely honest, like, Chris is the internship program guy now. Like, I just get to take credit for like starting it, but like he does pretty much all the work. So like credit where it is due on that.
I appreciate that, man.
But with that being said, folks, like this has been super fun. I am always and will always continue to be excited about interns going forward. Hell, Fire's bringing in two this year, which is super exciting to me. Hopefully we'll continue to do that going forward. Chris, Alden, I cannot thank you enough for the time coming and chatting with us. Mr. Asifo, it is great to be back. As always, it is a pleasure to get a chance to co-host with you, my friend.
Yeah, let's not make it too long again, man.
I know, right? And with that said, I guess the last thing that I really have to say is, Alden, get back to work.
That's all right, episode, everybody. Right.